a subtopic which begins here in the sugya on the Samachem at base, but then branched into a Gemara Masech to Shabbos, as the last part of the Marim Makomus indicate. On the Samachem at base, Yehuda v'cheski tomamayim. She had unusual difficulty in childbirth. Shanoi mona, she changed the clothes. The asa the kamedia bechia, and she came incognito to her husband. Amra itasa mifkad afiriyah berivya. Amala lo. This is the danger in asking questions, you know. He asked one question and then got an answer. And she said, he answered the truth. The woman's not chayav. So what'd she do? Based on that, no. Azla ashtiya sama da akrasa. What did she do? She drank something which is known as a kosher ikarin. Some kind of a potion, which again, we don't know what it is nowadays. Looks on the side, and look on Tosfos Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud. That's where the sugya is. And it turned out what happened, and he was upset. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. The assumption, of course, is that Mrs. Rabbi Chia was a frum woman, and she wouldn't do anything which is against the din. So this requires us to now analyze a little bit what has the halachic status of what we call kosher ikarin. And we shall see how it, you know, we don't have kosher ikarin today in its literal sense, but it has impact on some of the situations that we do have. So on the Makaros was a ritva on this sugya, who makes the following comments. Sar later, Pirish, Sar below Sakona. Not gonna die. Dilav, if, which means Sakona, I feel a mifka that period of Now, an obvious question over here. What's the question, gentlemen? Huh? No, different question.
There are things that are in front of Pekuach Nefesh?
No, that's a Gimel Averes Chamuris. That's not.
You're stopping other people from
like,
living, from like, being alive.
No, that doesn't, also doesn't bother me. What do you mean is nothing? Have a divorce. You're Michal Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh, you're not going to drive to the hospital, Chas Shalom, someone's going to die. Here is another option. Okay, just bring it to your attention. That's what it says. Nafkimina the Gabe Hoyish, Shehu Osro La'akaris Atzma. He may not have Kol Shalikrim. Why? Came in the Mifkut Apir of River, Dagmar already implies. Dimishum Tsar Tashmish, Elo La'akir Es Atzmar De San. If he has some kind of a potion which would make him unable to have children, he's not permitted to do it. Avil Yesh Lo Sakana Mutter. If it's a Sakana, then it's Mutter. Wow. Wow. So it says, the Ritzvah Na'odah. So let's now take a, use this as a springboard, a starting point. Let's analyze the Sugi Masech the Shabbos. And maybe if we can put Shabbos on the board. Anyone know how to do this here? We have Masech the Shabbos. Not everyone has Masech the Shabbos in front of them. Who's an expert in
English?
Who knows? Who's in, where are my experts are here? This is plain Gemara. Either get the Gemara with Bar Ilan or get the Tzuras of Daf from. They're both the same to me. All the Talmid will have a Gemara in front of them. Then everybody brought a Gemara Shabbos. I didn't expect them to bring a Gemara Shabbos. I'll begin while he's trying to find the Gemara Shabbos. I'll read it from the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion of the various medical points, how to do this, to solve that problem, this problem. One of the medicinal suggestions was is umi akar, will cause an individual to be no longer able to have children. Frank the Gemara, if you can't, you can't.
It's not going on.
Not going on?
Okay. I'm sorry, the projector isn't working.
Projector up there,
it's something
wrong. Yeah,
go there and do it.
The projector is not on.
Is anything on the screen?
Yeah, but it's just like.
Oh. No, the projector is not, it goes up, it doesn't go. I don't know how.
Somebody moved it to me?
Do you know how to adjust it?
Who's going to climb up? You climb up? Is it a matter of climbing up?
I'll get this one.
There you go.
That's simple, my guy.
That's simple, dude. Low tech solution.
Okay, well, a little lower.
Let's see what happens. Uba'artzechem lo sasu, bochem lo sasu. Divi Rabbi Chanina. What's Uba'art? We have a, is there a chumash here? Yes. While we're trying to get the Torah Shabbat Peh on the screen, Torah Shabbat Chsav, Baruch Hashem, we have in front of us. Vayikra Chav Beis. That's Parshas Emor. That's where this pasuk is found, is being cited over here. It's an interesting pasuk. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Uma'uch v'chasus v'nasuk v'charus ol sakrivu l'Hashem. Talk about karbonis. Kuf yud amid beis. Going over to kuf yud aleph amid aleph. I need the bottom of kuf yud amid beis, the top of kuf yud aleph amid aleph. If you can get me, I don't know how it works by a lot. It's a.
Go to browse.
Did you come and do it?
It's there.
It's there.
On the bottom of the 220.
I'm reading you the English translation, Rabbi Osai. And it's very graphic, and please forgive me, but we have to discuss. If you can't handle it, just close your ears. One whose testicles are squeezed, crushed, torn, or cut, you shall not offer to Hashem as a carbon, nor shall you do these in your land. Uva'artzechem lo sasu. What in the world does that mean? Rashi. Dover zeh. Lesareis shum behema v'chaya v'afilu tmeya. Therefore says, be'artzechem. The rabbis call us shall be'artzechem. Okay? It doesn't mean it's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chovas haguf. Quotes a Gemara in Kiddush naf lamed vav. Now, if it's prohibited with respect to animals, how much more so is it prohibited with respect to human beings? Okay? Whoa, it's a little... First make it a little bit bigger, and then it can be kufir alaf once you're at it, the bottom of the screen. A little bit bigger. No, do me a favor. First let me kufir alaf, and I'll make it. Kufir alaf? Yeah, I need to come an alaf.
To make it bigger, how do you
well,
make
first,
it bigger?
I need both. I need
just switch it up like
oh, you want both?
I want both in the same screen, and then I'll make it bigger. You do that?
I don't know how to do that.
What's the other program?
Okay. Good. Forget it. It's good. Can I have both? Can I go back and forth?
Yeah.
Very good.
Bigger.
Good. But now I need kufir alaf also.
You probably can't do both
at
the same time.
You had it before. Yeah, a little bit bigger too. Good.
So I can
go back and forth? I can go back and forth on that myself?
Yeah, just click.
Okay, so leave me on the base, I'll figure it out. Good. Okay, Rabbi Sai, with a little bit of help. Here we go. The last line. Here we go. Rabbi Sai, the last paragraph. There's a certain medicinal thing, and you get, and will be sure to be akir, but Tanya, me nine, the seals, but also Tanya, the Lama, the Ikra, Chavez, Ubatron, the Sasu, the Chel, the Sasu, the Rabbi Chanina. Hani means that the Gemara Hecha, the Kama Chavi, that your whole intention is to become unable to have children. Hocha, Mayatzmohu. Here the person's trying to get healed from his whatever he has, some kind of stomachache, whatever it is. It's only. You know what we call it today? A side effect. The side effect is he can't have any more children. Rabbi Yochanan, a rota she is Saris Tarnagol, Yitol Karbalto Umistares Me'elo. I'll give you what Rashi says. You don't have Rashi, I'll give you the Rashi. Umistares Me'elo. Afalgav the Sirus Osir Biodayim. So you see, it's only an incidental consequence, so it's okay. No. Amar Rav Ashi, Ramos Ruchahu de Nekidale. Rashi. What does that mean? That this part of the Torah has nothing to do with the reproductive organs. You take Mishanitl Hodo, who Miss Abel Vena Mishamesh, his ego is crushed. The people have psychological problems in Tashmish. So this Torah goes, ego is crushed and it cannot engage in procreation. But you didn't. That's not part of an Issa Daraisa to crush some animal's ego, even a person. I mean, the different Issa to crush a human being's ego. But it's not considered a violation of Arthur Masasu, so that's irrelevant. Ela says the Gemara, Bisaris. Rashi, Bisaris. Hach the Shor the Mishti Koshal Ikrim, Bimishu Saris Kvar Askina. What is Saris Kvar? Nebuch, he has something wrong with him, not part of the body. So he couldn't have children even before that. What do you do? Frank the Gemara, Amar Abachia, Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we gotta go to the next one. This one?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Really. Hakol Modim, I'm skipping a line.
If you want to get rid of the set, just click on settings, right where that little box is, to get rid of that box.
Left. Oh, the box. Where's
that box? Just click on settings.
Yeah. Just look at it. Oh, magic. Hakol Modim, Messiah, Hakol Messiah, Shulchayim, Shenemar. Umoch v'chosos v'nozuk v'chorus. Im al chorus chayav al nozuk v'koshkein. Elo lehavi nozuk achakorus shuchayav. So if Nebuch, there was one action which made the person impossible to have children. And then someone did a second action, he's still chayav. So how does it help the fact that the guy was as sorry as before he took this medicine? The Gemara seems to be assuming for the moment that taking medicine which causes inability to have children is the same as using a knife. Right? That's the most comparison. Answer the Gemara. Ve'ela b'zokein. Huh? He's a zokein. He's too old. He's so old, he's incapable of having children. Frek the Gemara. Well, yeah, no such thing as too old. Rabbi Yochanan, heine nechzirunel and arusai. He was too old, then he had certain, ate some good food, then he became all of a sudden younger. I don't know what that's called. Maybe called Viagra today. I'm not sure what it's called. This man has that. He also became young again. Is able to do what he couldn't do before he took his food or his medicine. The chule says the Heilige Gemara, Ella beisha, a woman. So a woman is fundamentally different from a man in these areas. So we have to analyze this very carefully. Frank the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Adam al Shnei Omer by Baruch Hashem Hashem Elokim Yomlehem Pru Revu Ma'ikol Ha'meimar? Question mark. Says the Gemara. You know what? V'zekena Hinami Ba'akara. V'zekena or an Akara, there's no Pru Revu, it's not Shaykh, and there's no Issur of Sirus. Why? Presumably because the Sukkim are talking about males, male animals. There's no content when it comes to a female. And therefore, there's a room to be more lenient. Okay, so the only person who's able to have this, sounds like it's called shalikrin for a medical purpose, is a woman who is either older or barren, etc. Ad kan de gemar. Any questions? Yes, sir.
So the conclusion of Azkina and Nakar is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, according to everybody else, anyone.
Correct. Sounds like the simple read of the Gemara. Since we don't pass the Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, so then any woman, Be'isha, everything goes for any woman. That's a simple read of the Gemara. I repeat, the simple read of the Gemara, that everything goes for every woman. Simple read. Okay. Any questions before we proceed?
I have two questions.
Both. Both. The psukim are talking about animals, and the Gemara seamlessly applies those psukim to people. We're talking about psukim about people. So clearly the Gemara is assuming if you can't, if this is a violation which applies to animals, how much more so should this violation apply to two human beings. Human beings.
Can't offer for a sacrifice?
Okay. We have no base of Biddush nowadays. We're not going to go there right now. Comes along the Birka Yosef in Simon Hay. Simon Hay is a Simon I asked you to see a little bit. In Simon Hay, he says, how can the Ritva say over here? How can the Ritva say over here that certain things are permissible in certain limited cases? It doesn't seem to be possible. After all, the violation is a serious violation. Kos, ikrin. How can we allow such a thing? How can we allow such a thing? Kos shel ikrin, the Gemara seems to say now Gemara. The Gemara seems to equate kos shel ikrin with actual serious using a knife, because the Gemara seems to equate the two of them. So how in the world could there be any possibility of being mad to such a thing? That's the problem. That's a serious problem, which the Birka Yosef raises in his question against the Ritva. Ritva is Mekel. He doesn't understand how in the world is it possible to have any leniency whatsoever. So here, Rabbi Osai, I asked you to see the Ritva. Mu'esa shenashki choshka b'torah. Said the Ritva as follows. It's mutter for a man who had a boy and a girl to drink kosher ikrim, because if he has a boy and a girl, no, so he'll be able to bring him up when he's still once he has more kids, he's a financial crush, whatever the time it takes to raise the kids will be too much, won't be able to learn. The Arab Tanakh Decha. Tahir Rabbi Yeshua Mitzvah the Rabbanon. And we already saw. Not even the Rabbanon, it's only kind of a Derech Eretz. When we saw that in the Rabbanon in Milchamas Hashem. Ubechi Hashar Rabbanon. V'tamed the Mistaber. The last line is an unbelievable line. V'shamati al gedolim she'osu maise b'dova zeh b'yatzma. He heard there were certain gedolim who did it. They had a boy and a girl. And then they did, what did they do? They had a kosher liquid in the medieval times. Go on your internet, see if they have specific. Yes, sir.
I was kind of interesting that he doesn't know any names by...
you know, he doesn't want to get involved in personal... But that's what he...
But that would give it some legitimacy.
100%. 100%. Frechter make Birka... Footnote 950. How can it be? It's against the Gemara. Also lishtos kosher likrin b'aretz chalosasu. Even a saris. It's Misaris, Acha Misaris. It's Usur. So what's going on over here? What is happening? So he writes over here at the bottom, Rav Yafin is stuck with this kasha. Maybe all the Ritva meant was the road to Lishtos, Olecho, Dovashal Ikur, Hainadovashal Ma'akur, Rakhlis, Zman, the Bechiagav, the Eina Bechalis, the Sirus, Miu, Misha Bechuyah, Bepurvavu. Also, the lack of atzma fuel is man. Shem bittel peri v'rivya. She says, "La'arav al tanach yadecha is not a problem as long as it's only temporary." Akati tzarachi. That's a big chiddush. That's a simple read. Not the simple read of the Ritva, but Rav Yafin is so stuck with this kasha that he feels that he has to give this teretz to defend what the Ritva quotes from certain gedolim. He actually did it. Okay. The Ritva, Samuel Gimel and Beis, there's only one Ritva on that daf, and it's a footnote 950, the one I just read to you. Okay? Yes, sir.
What do you mean it's temporary?
There was a certain medicine that you took it, okay, for a year, your body is knocked out of shape, you can't have any kids. After the year is up, the hormones go back, and you have kids.
It's less of an issue. Generally, we're dealing with when it knocks the person out.
Agamar, we knock it out for life.
Right.
The Ritva's case is when you're not going to knock it off for life. That's what the footnote says. Doesn't sound that way, but that's what it is. Stuck? Yes?
According to Rashi, Shabbos is more of a tzad. Rashi never mentions this thing that for women it's mutter because it's not going to exist. All he mentions is that women are no perubul, even with men are abundant. He says that.
So you're suggesting a chiddush gadol. You're suggesting the only issue is peruvu, but that's impossible on its face.
Not always. The issue of ikum is only when there is a mitzvah peruvu.
But that's also impossible, because it's also with respect to animals. I know, we don't have a mitzvah peruvu of animals.
Right. Is that the Rashi, though?
I know the Rashi. We'll get to the Rashi. All this we get to. It's a different story. It's a different story. The kitzer abosai, lahalocha lemaisa, the Gemara says that for a woman, it's permissible. And I think I showed it to you last time that the Tosefta says so. Didn't I show it to him? I'm pretty sure Tosefta Yivamis. That Kol Shel Ikrin is Mutla for a woman. And it's quoted halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam. The problem becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how can it be? It's a Gemara for Reshes. Rebetzin Chia did it. Rebetzin Chia. So here's a big dispute how to handle this. Major, major, big fight how to handle this one. Okay. The Bach says this heter here in Samachem and Beis is a limited heter. Only applies to visitor of Chia Havalet Sar Leda. Doesn't mean Sar Leda. Everyone has Sar Leda. Sar Leda means an unusual Taleda. It was a very, very, very difficult Taleda. Only for such a terrible Taleda that this is a permissible. But other than that, would be prohibited. So writes the Bach, so writes the Marashal Yam Shel Shlomo Simon Mem Dalet, limited to that case. Problem is, if you look at the classical sources, they don't say anything about this context. They mat this down. I'm going to open the Shulchan Aruch now. I'm going to open the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, sir.
In the Gemara, it says that she had Sar Leda, but when she mentioned, when she asked her question, she didn't say anything about Sar Leda, did she?
No, but the Gemara obviously for a reason told us she had Sar Leda.
No, I mean that was the reason why she did it.
Yeah, but all she asked is one question. Am I chayav in peruvu? Had she been chayav, she's in the stuck.
Doesn't that imply that it's telling her peruvu like you always say?
Yeah, it implies that it depends in part on peruvu. A ptur from peruvu, maybe we'll call a necessary but insufficient condition. It's necessary and it's sufficient for females, but not for males. What comes from males is a double problem. One is peruvu, and two is it needs to serious applies even to animals. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of, I should have asked before, but how is it so clear that there's no din of seiris by male? Just because by me female, just because the pasuk is talking about male, or?
Yeah, that's the assumption.
You know, that's
the pasuk shot.
There's no sign that there would be any din by
one. We'll see soon. So speaking about a female, can you get me a tosis on this staff? Is that possible? Proof it off. Get me. Can you press? On this hand out. Can you press tosis or something?
On the right.
Yeah, which
correct. You click on links.
Links?
Yeah, let me do it my way. Let me do it my way.
You want your way? Fine, your way. Any way you want to do it is good. Give him a chance. After you finish that, we need someone who can get Shulchan Aruch on the screen. That's even more important. But for the moment, since we're in Shabbos, Kufyud Aleph, I'm an Aleph. It's a two line. I just want you to see it. Tosvis. Actually, I asked you to see two Tosvis in, one after the other. Ella and Biskena, they're both very short.
Which is
Ella, Kufir Alf and Alf?
Kufir
Alf. Yeah, you're in the right place. I'm fine. And once we're here, then I have to go to Shulchan Aruch later. We're going to find once we're here. Yeah. Was it Ella Bezaken, if you recall? Hochalo Shayach Lemesa Mishim Mesaris Acha Mesaris. How can it be? The man is so too old with Matu. What do you mean? He can't have children. Neither can Mesaris. The zikna lav sirusi. What does that mean? If someone is a saris, it's also to give him a kosher liquid. If someone is a zaken, you may. We don't really understand what Tosfos means yet. He says it, we don't fully understand. What's the next Tosfos? Vizkeinu v'akara. V'isha nami lo shayach bo misaris acha misaris. Then shayach b'sirus. Same as the previous Tosfos. So when it comes to a woman's not shayach, misaris acha misaris, then shayach misaris. What means not shayach? Not shayach physically or not shayach halachically? How do you understand, Rabbi Osai? How do you understand this Tosfos? Bishanami lo shayach misaris, misaris acha misaris, then shayach misaris. He's going to previous Tosfos. Hach lo shayach lemeis tamashim misaris acha misaris, tiskein olav basiris. And Ish is also not shayach misaris. What does it mean? Physically or halachically? What do you say? Physically. What do you say?
I say that the Torah is very specific in mentioning cases, and none of them are physically applicable to women.
So you're saying a different verse. You're saying, of course, it's physically possible, but the case in the Torah Kedosha are obviously male organs. Yes. That's what you're saying. What do you say?
I mean, he's going on the word because he's a kid of Akara, so he's saying, isn't it?
That's not a serious study.
No. Scanning of course what the Gemara says.
Right, the Gemara says.
Questions. Forget about scanning. What about a young woman? She's 25 years old.
I think the fact that he's going on those words and he's saying that it's
not a fit. No, so scanning is only to obviate what problem? Rav Yochanan ben Broka. Pruribu. But as far as the issue of serious per se is concerned, you get an impression of this Tosfos. There's no serious when it comes to a woman. Right? Either means physically, as some suggest, or it means halachically, as others will suggest. We'll see soon. Yes?
I mean, the problem is saying in Shabbat
was
serious because we know
kosher
kind of works. So that is a way of
serious. Well, we're talking about, kosher we know for sure works. So therefore you'd rather say it means that halakhli it's not shaykh. Good, I agree with you. And we'll see soon who else agrees with you. More important than you and me. The biggies, the giants. Our giants, everybody. So we'll see what they have to say about this very serious question. So now, Rabbozai, let us turn our attention to a din of Shulchan Aruch, which is very, very important. If you give me Shulchan Aruch Simon Hay, you either get Tzuras Adaf or get Bar Ilan, I don't care. But if you're getting me Bar Ilan, I need to get the Mefarshim, what do you call links as well. We're focusing for the moment on one sif, which is only two lines. It's Eben Ezer, Simon Hay, Sif Yud Beis, the one on the Maror Makomos. I'd like everyone to have it in front of them. So you don't have it all in front of you. Those of you who do. Those of the computers. Other than that, we'll have to have it on the screen.
If you go back, it was Veneza.
It was?
Go back, in the fourth, the fifth from the bottom.
Heaven or Ezer?
Shulchan
Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Umafarsha.
Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Heaven or Ezer? Simon A. Simon? Well, what's if you're in?
I don't know.
You're Seder Agat.
Seder Agat. No, I don't want Seder Agat.
Evan
on Ezra. The one?
No, but that's...
The one above. You pressed the wrong one. The above that. The one above there, right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
that's it. Not
first
there yet.
First one. It's all through the
line. Oh, all right. That's right. Simone. Good. Sip your base. Good. Excellent. On the Mefarshim, there'll be links to the Mefarshim?
Yeah.
So let's go. That's first to wish over now. Good. Two lines, that's all it is. I think it's verbatim from the Rambam. Hamashke kol shel ikrin la'odam o l'shar ba'lechayim k'dei l'sarso harei z'osur. We saw them before she came on, it's osur, right? Ve'ein lokan olav. It's a chiddush. Ein lokan olav. Ve'isha muteres lishtos ikrin k'dei l'sarso ad shelo telet. Ad kan, Rabbosai, Sifyud Beis. Sifyud Aleph, Hamisaris Sanakeva, Ben Be'odah, Ben Besharminim, Potter Aval Osu. There's a question on so many levels against this Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the Gemara in Shabbos that we saw says that Ish is Mutter. Why do they make any distinctions between kosher liquid and serious mamish? Right? The Gemara seems to seamlessly went from one to the other. It started talking about Rabosai kosher likrin, and went right into the case of Arzchem Osasa, which is using a knife. So Gemara seems to equate them. So why did the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say that the Saras Tzadikeva is Potter Aval Asur, and kosher likrin is Mutter for a woman? Where'd that come from? It's against the Pashup Shanda Gemara. Number one. Number two. Kidei l'sarso. What's kidei l'sarso mean? Poshup shah. Your intention is to do what? Make it not have children, but otherwise it'll be okay. What do you mean? We saw the Gemara's beferish. even for the sake of refuah, it's still aser. That was the case. So these are all, these are, the Minchas Chinuch is raising all these questions. I don't know if anyone saw it, I asked the Minchas Chinuch, he asks all these questions. These are major, major questions. Major, major questions. Oh. Major questions. Now, so, the best way to approach this, Rabbi Osai, is to understand from the very beginning, what does this mean? Potter Aval Osir. In Hilchos Shabbos, what does it usually mean? Potter Aval Osir. What does it usually mean? Osir the Rabbon. What about here? Does it mean the Raisa, or does it mean the Rabbon? So the Meiri says, it's awesome by the Rabbon. Others say the following. Maybe he sounds like even with the Rabbon. You know, he's usually a Rambam man. You look at me here in Shabbos Kuf Yud Amud Beis, the Rabbon. Some say it's the Raisa, but not Mishum Sirus. If they were matter it for a Zokain, then how can it be Sirus? The answer is that is an Issa de Rabbanan. People may make a mistake in certain limited cases. Some want to say it's Asa Mishum Puruvu, whatever it may be. Let's not, sorry for the people, let's analyze what we have to say. People are saying this, people are saying that. Let's analyze it more carefully. It all goes back to the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is the one who attacks us. Do we get Minchas Chinuch on screen? You don't know how to do that? Try it. Why not? I asked you to see it. Let's all see it together. Let's try to get it. If you can get it, you can get it.
Actually, it's on here.
It's on here?
It's on here.
It's
there.
Under what? Keep going. Sefer HaMitzvah. Sefer HaMitzvah. Sefer HaMitzvah is a Mepharshim, Rishonim and Mepharshim. If it's Sefer HaChinuch, then it's Minchas Chinuch. Is it Chinuch? Chinuch
is
Minchas Chinuch. Look at this. Look at this. Mepharshim is Emor. Emor, keep going. Emor, next one. After. There it is. Emor. Look at this. Reish Tzadi Aleph. A lot of mitzvahs here. Right there. Reish Tzadi Aleph. There you go.
Goes.
Let's do Aleph, because they have different, they have their whole print probably. Oh, it's Barlan, it's typed.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Ooh. Okay. Oh, better. Now, by side, it's going to be very good. Ah, so we'll close the Shulchan Aruch for the moment. Well, I mean, I won't close it, I'll just put it here and see what we can find in terms of the Minchas Chinuch. It's a very, very worthwhile read. Okay, we'll just have a, how should I say it? He's going to take us through the Sugya. Has many, many powerful questions. I can't read the entire, he's Marich. We'll read a few things. Okay. Hine, so I'm starting over here. Want to sit with me? The line starts with Hine. Hine chazina mea da maksha hiksha al kosha likrin mea brisa de minay in the series. Im kena di day ein chiluk. As I told you, there's a seamless transition, and therefore there's presumably an equation between what and what? The knife and the medicines. The gamko shalikin bichlal lav zeh. All right, that's Pashup Shah. Va'amitaritz mitaritz leh, kemos svaras haramba, temut afachat chila, bichol shalikin, b'raya, etc. Ramas rucha, kol shalikin osu, we saw the gemar. Tzarech lesaritz b'saris o b'isha, imkei nireh, Pashup Shah Na Gemara, the Ein Chiluk Klal. There's no difference whatsoever between what and what? Between the knife and kosher liquid. That's why he doesn't understand. A Rambam, a Rambam, a Chabim, is the Chinuch. Kosu. The Mashka kosher liquid, no, them Ein Logan Olav, etc. And the one that the Rambam Magid said, Sugi the Shabbos is bar, Hey, Chishlon Nogabe, Vorim Mamish, Lo Mechayev, Shemavua diyasu shamu sham liyarakuna ubebi ishayin sham. See, it's also for a man. And ilahi zachis ilahavin. Ad rabba. Mesukin there, the ein chilak. If you look closer, they can over lav mistam alok in kubichal lav, and it gives you the whole gemara. See, it's as the Talmid already pointed out. Near the enchilah klal, if you lav achi have a lishnu bepshitos, the balona giya beivarem ain't isur kevin lo havi bechal lav hazeh ela karcha. Bikar achacha the balona giya shari, who rak Rabbi Yochanan, came in nitche, then ram Rabbi Yochanan, because why? It's because sorry, zokin etc. Him came in noyadina, they loken him lo also ma'ase begufayivarem. Ken muchach klal b'shas shamayin etay. Mary did a kash in Minchas Chinuch. Had the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Shulchan Aruch all say when it comes to using things other than the knife, there's no malchus. Why? Our Gemara is right. Our Gemara seems to be equating completely, whether it be medicinal, whether it be surgical. Hainuach, Posh Psha and our Gemara. It's a good kasha. It's a bombshell kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Kama tirita gemara besaris maksha. Ais besaris akam besaris. Umoch hukule. V'yesh chiluk ben osa maisa nevorim. Ben shosa kosha likrin. Havle le taret. Dachka v'osa kena posuk. Umoch hudachai ben besaris akam besaris. Ava ben osa maisa nevda v'yisa. Nekon kom hud kvar besur. Sein isur. El al karcho. Have to go all the way up. El al karcho. Dachai ben besaris akam besaris. Ela kocho, the ancient svar b'gemara lechalibika, came in all the Rama Rama Machaber Ben Ezer, gam came Shulchan Aruch, they loken al kol shalikrin, tremendous kasha. Now you want to say it's not included in the lav? Look at this line, v'meizah b'chalav minol on the osur. Where did that come from? It's a psharim. It's awesome with no malchus. Where does this come from, Rabbi Yisai? The gemara can say this is identical. You don't want it for whatever reason. Should be mutter. Make up your mind. Gam Sidel Ramam Tzorachim. Halacha Yudi says, also the Hafsid Evari Azera, who Messiah says, Achim Messiah's Loka, Ketza, Dara, 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 Halacha Yud Beis, Hamash Ikun Adam Alashar Minim, Kitei Lestar Sun Osu, Bein Aloka, Nirim Alashama, the Bekol Shalikun Eino Osu, Elam Osu, Kitei Lestar Sun, Avam Masurus Kvar, Ein Isser, Gam Hava Lichtov Din Zeh Beferish Vas Lichtos Kol Shalikrin Afil B'Masurus Kvar. U'B'Gamara Shabbos is opposite. Afil Shtos Kol Shalikrin Asura Afil B'Masurus Kvar. Before Shigamara. Wow. Wow. That's number two, Kash. Number three. V'Hinei Mizeh De Mechalku. I lost it. Bein Maisa Bein Kol Shalikrin Yoslam Old Mechalik Linyan Sirus Bein Akevus. Noch is darga, be a day in bezachar lokin. Can gam yisha after mevor b'toras kohan and ain't serious bin a kavis. Mikom gam yisurika. Uva kol shalikrin the bezacharu rak isur bin a kavim uteres lishdos ke mevor b'shabbos uvi avamas. The visul der abchia shasasa b'chem betol sefta ke mevor rama magin. Everything down, females down one step, with a knife, loka for men. Also for women. With a medicine, also for men, muta for women. Says the Minchas Chinuch Lidi Tzorachim. Efshe kol shalik ben yechayev, will mikom agon b'yishe yeh mutter. Af sirus b'yadayim, klu yadati min ala rama chalim akak. Back to this old question. What could I do? Ach yev shalach ala rabo seinu. Ach tzorachim b'zeh ki mea gemara, di shabbos mashma, di kol shalik ben shav, la sirus b'yadayim. Shine. With me so far? Everybody with me so far? The last question is, what do you mean you go down a level? Why? We should say that a man, everything is usur, equally, malchus. Woman, everything is mutter, equally. Where'd they get this idea that a knife is worse than medicine, and therefore for a man with a knife, you got malchus and medicine, usur. And a woman, a knife, you get, it's usur, and medicine is mutter. Where did all this come from? There's no base in the Gemara for it. Of course, the Talmidim Shalita pointed out, pru revu. Yes, that's true. From the perspective of Pru Ravu, there's certainly a distinction between man and woman. This we know for a fact. Yes?
Aren't there other issues of, like, cutting yourself and things like that?
Michavola.
Small
time is, cut your fingers, also Chavola. We're discussing much more serious stuff over here. Let's go further. It's a pleasure to read. Where are we? Can you read in the back? Is it big enough for you? Okay, so I'll make sure. Where am I? Yeah. I remember Machaba Kacha Kosov. Isha Muteras Lishtos Kos Ikrin. Shanoshim Eina Mitzuv Mapuravu. Says the Holy Minchas Chinuch. Ein Kavanosu Litain Tam Lakach Muteras Vishen Mitzuv Mapuravu. Or Bishar Mine Behemah Vachaya Gamke Eina Mitzuvim. Vagam Anachlin Mitzuv Malayim. We become also Lash Kosim Kos Ikrin Kimavua Virama Mashasu Virama Machaba. Can't say the whole history of Kasiris is Mapuravu. Wouldn't apply to animals. But then Sirius Eina Tolim is Mapuravu Klau. The also the Saris called Mine Balechaim. Yeah. So what does Chinuch mean? Ach Kavanoso after Beisha v'chol Mine in the caves. Gzeres Hakosavu the Enam Beisirus. Yeah. Ach Mikomakom Beisha im Hoysa Metzuva al Pruvu is a subjunctive. Im Hoysa Metzuva al Pruvu Hoysa Asura Beisirus Mitam Bittel Pruvu. Ach Kevan she Enam Metzuva Muteres Mitam Bittel Pruvu. The Isa Sirus. Below Zelo Shayach eats on the Kavis, Mitam Zeres HaKosav. So he doesn't understand Rashi, who seems to say what the Chinuch seems to say in Ishtar. Okay, let's leave it out. Fine. The Tur doesn't say Beferish Sirius from the Kavis. The Muteres Lishtos Kos Ikrin. Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam. The Potter of Alasim. Talks about Zokeh and Sirius. Gemara asks a question. He got younger again with his medicines, whatever his food. Fine. Et mevua da Torah la'asra asiris el beroya laholid. Avlem ein aroya laholid below ze. It says okay. Lo shayach siris klal. That's his pshat in the Gemara. Ach mikol makom siris ach siris asra Torah. Came with the pamarishin. Hoygam ken shem siris alav. The mechamis ach mechamis, etc. etc. Now we go a little bit further up here. Okay. Yeah, Shia. An interesting expression of rabbis. Mavua lehedya b'shas, the be'eno roya leholid below that, and the overall asiris, such as a zoke. There's other things we're not discussing right now. The Rashba says, a tolo akpida elabisaris. Abu Bezok and Chain Roy Laholid, Lok Pida Tor Ain Sham. So Achin El Rama Rama Machabash and Shmituzeh, the Ben Roy Laholid, Hain Bodim and Balachayim, and the Chaimash and Sirus, with Sarachin. He seems to be assuming that for a Zokain, everything goes. There's no issue whatsoever. Not just the way I understood, there's no issue of kosher liquor. That's what the Gemara is talking about. He keeps the Shitasa. Kosher liquor is the same as a knife. And if Kol Shalikah is put for a Zaken, so the knife should also be put for a Zaken. That's what he seems to be assuming in the Holy Minchas Chinuch. And he goes to a situation of what's called, of Grama. There's an issue of Grama. The Rambam says, you got an animal to go after somebody, you put him in water or in snow, Asher bit the men of Ivar Tashmish, Ein Eloke, Asher Yisaris Biyodo, for Royal Akoso Makas Mardus. Then his grandma says only Makas Mardus. He doesn't understand. Tzarachian. The also grandma Besiris. Hello, Mavua Beshabbos. Kabe Mechikas Hashem. The Chsiv. Lo Sasu. Right? Komalachas Avod Lo Sasu. And Mechikas Hashem, what does it say? Anyone know Mechikas Hashem comes from? Anyone know? Lo Sasu Kein Hashem Elokechem. It's a post in Parshas Re'eh. Don't erase Hashem. You should erase the Avodah Zaris. Don't erase Hashem's name. In the same way the Sasu is here. Says the Holy Gemara in Shabbos Kufchav Amid Beis. Asiyahu the Asur, Grom Ashari, the Raman Paschas away, you saw the Torah. And by Shabbos, the same thing, Grom Kibu Shari, Lo Sasu Kamalacha, Yeh in the Gemara. Hachanam here too. The Ksiba Varatzchem Lo Sasu. Diminei Aleph Alav, Imke Nira Dafka Asiyah Asur, Ava Grom Ashari. Kiminoda Lo Raman, Raman Machab, Veres, and hey, Shinim Shchu Akrav. The Gam Sirius, Yasa Grama Kevin, Xilosh and Asiyah. Okay, another Kash. So a whole bunch of kashas piling up over here by the Minchas Chinuch. Tremendous kashas. Tremendous kashas. Oh, I won't look. I'm sorry. Tremendous kashas. Okay. Fine. These are the basic kashas. The rest we'll have to get to a little bit later. It's an interesting question. Let's see, you'll put this. One second. Whoa. One second. Rambam left out the Karbosh of Tanagol and fine. Ayaliel, Mashkasadi Misaris as an Akeva Potter Abalosu. Kosav Rabba Magi. The Yotzel Ozem Mitoras Kohanim. It's very important now. Dobra Rabbi Yehuda, Ein an Akevos Besiris. Vechen Mavur Beshabbos. He's over on Shabbos. We see Besmag, Tom came maybe as a Kain Divi Rambam. Misaris an Akeva Potter. Kosav. Afa pishim mavur b'toras kohanim, minayin sh'afa nekevos b'sirus, tamad lomar ki mashchosam b'hem mumbam. That's the end of the pasuk. The next pasuk in Emor, hayo liyisir akrava marbina noso, lo sakriva v'lo liyisir sirus adkan. Chod rav sosu v'tivir rav amagad. He yanked him b'toras kohanim. I look myself. I didn't trust the rav amagad. I didn't trust the smag. See, never trust anybody. This is what it says. Minayin shen akevos b'sirus. Okay, Rabbi, someone's seeing the inside. Minayin. Let's see how close to the end we are. Keeps going. Minayin shen akevos b'sirus. Kamalomar ki mashchosam behem mumbam. Rabbi Yudomer, ain't an akevos b'sirus. There's a discussion. Isra krava, sirus, plukitanoi. Okay? He says as follows. You don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Okay. Yotze zel Rabba Mishabbos, the Sosan of Gemara, Stam Gemara, Sabi Bepshitos, the Isha Loshayach Sirus, Umuteras Dishtos, after Bezocher over Bolav, Hazer, as we said earlier, Rabba Magid, and Tzorach Litchok Bebraisa, the Torah's Konin, the Sova the Pligi, the Yen Sirus, after Aram Posak Rabbi Yehuda, came in the Gemara, the land Sova Bepshitos, Rabbi Yehuda, Al Kain or Al Kochach, Halacha Kamal. So, he wants to be Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda that there is Sirus. Excuse me, there's no Sirus when it comes to women. For Koz Eraila Mashkasafti, the Ein Chilik Ben Sirus Bevorim, O Lishtos Kosikri, the Yesh Vachalik, Lo Havi Raya Mishasti La. So, what he's saying? He's saying, Rabbi Osai, again, it's a machlokas in the Torah's Kohanim. That's important to know. Keep that in mind, we'll see soon. And the Gemara seems to be a going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Tanakhama. That's what he seems to be saying. Okay? Gemara did that. Ad kan, a highlight of the Michas Chinuch. Any question before I go back to the Shulchan Aruch? Yes, sir.
Did he give an answer?
No answers. He didn't answer anything. Kasha. Everything's a kasha. You and I have the job to try to give answers. I'll take your answers first. If you fail, I'll try to take what I want to say. Rambam's against the Gemara on so many different levels. How do you explain all this? So before seeing my answer, I want to show you the Gra that I asked you to see. Is the Shulchan Aruch still here? There we go. How do you get Mefarshim? You press him in, take your base. Oh, Gra. I want the Gra. I want this one. It's going to work for me?
Click.
And I clicked. Oh.
Is this the
grub? Oh, I got it. Good, perfect. Here it is. Hamasares S. What did it say in Shulchan Aruch? I forgot myself. Hamasares S and the Keva. Ben Be'odah and Mishaminim. Potter Avalosim. Zok the Helig of Grub. Torah's Kohanim Shah. So we ready to talk about Minchas Chinuch. Minayin sh'af and akevis b'sirus. Tamalomar ki mashchosom Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Whoa, whoa. Something's wrong with this print. Kimash Chasam. Let me read it from my girl. Something a little bit wrong over here. Mr. Barilang got a little confused, I think. Tamaloma. No. No, he's right. I'm sorry. Kimash Chasam. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Bohem. Kimash Chasam. Bohem means only men. Those are the movement that were found. Mar, Chosus, Nosuk, that's all men. The Ein and the Kev is Pesirus. This we saw already in Minchas Chinuch. Says the Holy Grail. Who Pasak? Who Pasak? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. Kitana Kama. He Pasak, the Tana Kama, Rabosai. According to the Tana Kama, it's us. According to the Buter, it's Mutter. Hello. The Ein Bohem Malkus. Kevad lo nichlu bulosa say the lo sasu. Whoa, Rabosai. We open the Chumash again. To Vayikra Perichavbeis. We have the word lo. Whenever there's a word lo, it's a lo sasu when you get malchus. That's a very important klal. We already had it in our previous sugyas. But it doesn't always say the word lo, it's lo. The very next pasuk. That was chavdal, that was from lo sasu. Chavhei. Da-da, 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 da-da. English? For their corruption is in them. Woo. A blemish is in them. And you can't bring it for a carbon. So the Chazal Dashin on Kimash Chasam Bohem, not just for a carbon, but you may not do it. So Be'atzchem Losasu literally refers only to what? To a male. But Kimash Chasam Bohem, according to the Tanakam, which includes females. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's awesome in Doraisa! But no Malchus. Not the Biri. Not the Rabbonis. Awesome in Doraisa! Without Malchus. If it's included in Lo Sasu, it's Malchus. If it's not in Lo Sasu, only based on Mashchasam Bohem, awesome in Doraisa, without Malchus. This is the famous Gerard of the Postal quote. That Sirius the Cave is awesome in Doraisa, no Malchus. That's Chof. Hey, this is Chafei. Oh, yes, sir.
Where
does he
think that they get it from?
The Rabbanon made their own Yisr. They don't have to get it from anywhere. Now we look at Chafches. Chafches, Rabosai, whoa. Chafches, the Ein Lokin Olam, I kosher liquid. Who is this guy? The Mechas didn't understand this either. Zok the Heliga Groh. To lesninu bichlal umoch b'chule. Elo bichlal moshchosom. The Gerora Bosai puts women and kos ikon for men in the same basket. And the basket is called the moshchosom basket. Not included in the lo sasu basket. Therefore the Bore Bos is also with the raisa without malchus. To lahochi lo nafki isha elemi moshchosom. Kevon de lo shayach ba moch v'chule. Begidu v'beitzim v'ein lokin kanal. So it's the exact same thing. If you put your hands with a knife on the genital organs of a man, that's lo sasu. You get malchus. Anything less than that, which means what? Either a bosai, you give a man a kosher likrin, or you can even do surgery on a woman. We call it today a hysterectomy. You take out the uterus. So what? The uterus is not one of the big five or big four that are found in the Pesukim, right? Pesukim are obviously only referring to the gid, they call it the gid, the kis, the beitz, the chut, whatever you want to call it. But a woman has a totally different anatomy. What a brilliant idea in the Vilna Gaon. Absolutely brilliant. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara seems to be equating Rabosai, the knife, with the kosher likrin. How can it be that with a knife you get malchus and kosher that you don't get malchus? The answer could be as follows. The Gemara is equating them that they're both asim midaraisa. That's true, according to the Gemara. They're both asim midaraisa. However, Rabosai, they're not exactly the same. This can somehow overcome this problem. Not that with all the problems yet. Now, nah. We're still stuck with the word Kedei L'Sarso. That the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, where the Gemara says Klar, even if you have intention for medical purposes, it's Aser, and the Rambam is going to say it's only Aser if it's Kedei L'Sarso. So I saw someone that is say an unbelievable pshat. He said Kedei L'Sarso to teach you that even if it's Kedei L'Sarso, still no Malchus by Kol Sikri. And the Chalayim, it's also even not Kedei L'Sarso. Sound right to me. He's only asking Kedei L'Sarso, doesn't sound right to me. I had the following Ha'orah. Maybe Rav Osai, it's true that our Gemara is against the Rambam. Our Gemara is against the Rambam. Now how can the Rambam pass it against the Gemara? That's wacko. So maybe you have also the following Chiddush Nifla V'Noyam was suggesting. So you'll be on top. Minayin she'elan ha'kevus b'siris tamal omar ki mashchosom. Right? Afan ha'kevus. Minayin she'afan ha'kevus b'siris tamal omar ki mashchosom. Rabbi Yehuda omer bohem v'yein ha'kevus b'siris. I want to make the following Chiddush Nifla. Rabosai, our sugya goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara, they made a distinction clearly between males and females. Ain't in the cave of Spasius. So our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Why? Why, Rabosai? Why? It's only Bohem. Males. Ain't in the cave is Basirus. They don't have the male organs. There's no Sirus. Oh. And therefore, in our sugya, Rav Osai, Mashchasam is nowhere to be seen. Never mentioned. So therefore, Rav Osai, if it says in our Gemara that kol shel ikun is aser, don't tell me, as the Gros said over here in Chav Ches, that kol shel ikun is bichlal mashchasa. Our Gemara never heard of mashchasa. I don't mean never heard of the pasuk. It's the next pasuk. They never heard of that with respect to the Issa to do something in the first place. Why? Because our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Denies the concept. Oh. Let's go further. So therefore, since our Gemara denies Mashchasa, and our Gemara has over here the Yisr of Kol Shel Ikrin, therefore, it must be, as the Minchas Chinuch said, exactly the same as using a knife, and therefore medicine is the same as surgery, and therefore you will get Malchus. Memele Rabosai, that being the case, it's obviously usur, even though it's for refuah, as our Gemara says, you get Malchus. The Losa said. Fine. We saw this in Minchas Chinuch. Said our Gemara, I just read it to you before. He said that our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Only one difference. He wanted to say, since our Gemara is like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. No. And my own shtickle Torah, which is, our Gemara was going to Rabbi Yehuda, as the Minchas Chinuch says. But uposa ketana kamo. So our Gemara, Rabosai, is shaloka halacha. Answers all the questions from the Rambam from our Gemara. So many questions. One of them is, you need kavana on that. The Gemara says it's also even without Kavan. Ram said you need Kavan, Kedei L'Sarso. Simple. Depends who you're going according to. Our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, as the Minchas Chinuch said. And the Rambam passed like Tanakama, as the Gemara said. I'm splitting the difference over here. I'm giving my own Chiddush. Oh. As we pass like Tanakama, so the Gemara Chav Hei comes into full swing. Mashchasam. Our Gemara never heard of Mashchasam, but Tanakama and Taras Konim did. And there's an Easter where you get Asa B'Daraisa, both Rabosai, when it comes to a woman, as well as when it comes to Kol Shalikrin, as the Gros says in Chafen Chafches, respectively. Well, the thing is, Rabosai, if it's a woman, Kol Shalikrin, it's so far removed from the original Isser, that for some reason, which is not completely clear to me why, it's not included in Mashchasam. Two steps removed. A woman and Kol Shalikrin, that is permissible. Again, I'm not 100% sure why that should be so, but that's the way it is. It's too far to be considered included in Mashchasam. Oh. Since Rabosai, the Isser is only Mashchasam, it's only Kedei L'Sarso. But for Refuah, it would be Mutter. Our Gemara was like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Tana Kama. Wow. Quoted Menchas Chinuch, no, don't give me this stuff. He thinks when it comes to an Isha, everything is absolutely Mutter. I think he's right. Quoted to us, as you said, I think Mordechai said it first. Everything is Mutter. I'm saying we don't pass like our sugya. Our sugya is Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Tana Kama. I sort of put together a little bit of the Gra, a little bit of the Michas Chinuch. It's a bit chiddush what I'm saying. This house seems to solve many of the questions. Yes, sir.
So where's Kavana fit to this? Why is that?
Oh, Kavana is like this. Mashchasim, if you did a terrible thing, ooh, you're a bum. But if you did it for medicinal purposes, you're not a bum. So therefore, the doesn't apply. Mashchasim is, you know, bad, you're a bum.
But even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that kosher seers would be included in the Isser, Rabbi Chacham would say it's only included in Mashchasam.
Right.
Why would that be different? Why would they?
Again, our Gemara is assuming there's no such thing as Mashchasam, so therefore whatever's going to be us is going to be us, or because the Atzal no Sasu. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't eat treif. Don't do this. But I have good intentions. We talk about the certain highway that's paved with good intentions. I'm not going to go into that right now. We don't want to get in good intentions. He did a lav. Lav d'araisa, get malchus. I don't give you good intentions. But mashchasam, that's more subjective. That's my suggestion. Yes?
When we say that's mutter for a fluid, even a knife would be mutter for a fluid, or just
a... That's a good question. That may depend a little bit on pashas. Could be only by kosher liquid. We're coming back to all this. One thing at a time. Narabosa. In the Cheschinich, we saw at Akasha why the Rambam left out the Heter of Zokeh. So frankly, I thought, you know why I left it out? It's not Shayach. Because the Gemara says, no matter how old you are, give him some good stuff to eat. Right? So maybe some medicine nowadays. That's one of the most popular medicines in America. And all of a sudden, the guy becomes Royal Holid. That's why I left it out. Because the Metzias doesn't exist, as the Gemara said. Well, the thing is, what about a woman? Zakena. I'm not an MD, but you can ask the father. If a woman is older, can they put her back with medicine so she can have children? I mean, to a certain age, they can give her, you know, Clomid and other kinds of ovulation-inducing medicines. I have to find out. Let me know tomorrow. How
yeah, they have things nowadays.
No, I'm serious. How,
they have things nowadays. Like 60, like women.
Yeah, so just find out what the facts are, whether they can actually have their own children at that age. Huh? Whatever, even danger. We want to know, forget the age for the moment. What the Matthias? Ask your father for a recent medical article, okay? Do me a favor. Tomorrow, bring me. I'm sure your father knows where to find an article.
I don't know if my
Yeah, anyone has to know.
He definitely knows if it's possible. I don't know if he knows.
Okay, ask him if it's possible, and ask him. They wanted to follow your soda, Bosai. Kol Shalikrin is mutter for any woman. That's the sword in Shavuot Aruch. Any woman. That's Al Gemara. Mrs. Rab Chia, Rebbe Sinchia. She had Kol Shalikrin. That's mutter for any woman. Pashtus is, it means any woman. Tzaleda, but that may be good to avoid the Puravu, the La'erev, the Shemes, who knows what. What about a knife? I wanted to follow the suggestion of Osai. A knife? Forget about it. The question was raised before. the heter of zaken of skena, does it apply to a knife? I wanted to suggest, not just me, I just wanted to go, not even a chance. And before I'll give you a very strong expression from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish has a whole siman about this daf gemara. And here in Ebenezer, that's where it really belongs. It's siman hay in Ebenezer. So over here in the Chazon Ish, it's siman yud gimel. The whole thing is only one column. One column. I'm reading it to you. Oh. He wants to know, Rabbi Osai, Kos Ikrin. He says that's how he starts the whole simon. Kos Ikrin ain Isser Ela Imadavar Goren Giron Begufo. Alam Shosa Kos Shani. Ain Bishani Isser Kemen the Kfarhu Loka the Arishan. Ben Hashani Mosif Klum. Rabbi Osai, if the second cup doesn't accomplish anything, why should it be us? Either Gemara. V'hod asrinan l'saris lishtos kos ikrin. Hayne mishum. Talakusa shel asaris he begid of a bait. There's something wrong with his genital organs. Valakusa shel kos ikrin he bishar haguf. Shigam ha-moach v'chut ha-shedra v'sharitz be'aguf mishtatvim le'bishul ha-zera. It knocks out the participation of his brain and of his spine and of his nervous system. Hilkoch. Halakhi begid of a beitzim, afagav shekfaru notul korcha alodah v'korcha amisave. He can't have a child. Sheshosa kosikrin nilka od bekorach sheradayin bari. That part of him was still healthy. At sheshosa es hakos, and that's why it's us. And we're mat the zaken, haynalomar the zaken lakhi beosa lakusa shabochu lakhi ade kos v'nakos malka also klum. Rabosai, this kos will, how can I say it in the nice possible way, will make this young guy old from that perspective. So the same chesaron in the general part of the body, he contributes it to the brain, to the spinal cord, to the nervous system, that works very, very nicely in younger age to enable couples to be together. And now this guy, when he turns 80, so that's not working so well anymore. The guy's 20, takes the cup, it becomes like 80. What did we say? He was 18, became like 70. You know what I'm talking about? Why did I change my numbers? That's right. So Chazal say his beard turned white, right? All right. But he took the Chalil of Chaz, he didn't take the kos. Take the kos, he's 18, he feels like 70. He's not interested in women. 70. He's only 18, right? So the kos makes an 18-year-old feel like a 70-year-old. Nothing to do with the genital organs. So it's just, he didn't accomplish anything once he's already a zok, and he took the cup. So he said, oh, I feel like 70. You were 70, you are 70, man! So what did it achieve? He took the cup. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. That is as follows. I'm looking for the key line I'm trying to find. Huh? Here we go. Says not finding the line I'm looking for. Somewhere in the middle of this column, the talks about zaken. He says that zaken is mutter to take a kosher ikrin. Oh, here's the line. Aval b'sirus mamish vadai. Lo salka daitach Shemutal the Saris is Hazokay. Forget about it. It's not even a Hava Minas is the Chazadish. It's nothing to discuss. Such a critical Chazanish. I saw Shlomo Zalman says something similar. And others, the Minchas Chirch didn't hold that way. The Minchas Chirch Lashita so. That Kosikri and the knife is the same. Wanted to say, after I read it before, that if someone is a Zokin, you can take a knife to him. What's the difference? He's already a Zokin. Chas Vesholem is Chazanish. The only head to my Zokin, the coast isn't there, it doesn't change anything. The coast makes an 18-year-old feel like 70. He is 70. But to do a surgery on him, which is going to be to touch those organs, chas v'chadil, osaka tadach, not even a hava amina. Not even a hava amina, he writes. Nothing to talk about. Oh. There's a discussion, Rabosai, in the Rishonim, on the Daf in Masechta Shabbos. We have Shlav Shabbos here, or it's gone already? It's gone? We have browse?
No, we can go back to it.
Go back to how?
Can we get it?
We can get it from scratch. Okay. So, I should have showed you then. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim, they talk about Eitav Refuah. The guy wants to do this medicine for Refuah purposes. And it's Usur, the Gemara tells us, it leads us to eat to Sirus, to becoming no longer able to have children. Frek Tosis is a Dover Shana Miskave. I don't know if Shabbos is here. But everyone knows that Dover Shana Miskave is Mutter. Rabbi said, what's the answer to that? Two words. Psik Resha. Everyone knows. Rabbi Rab Shimon, Psik Resha, Veloyamas is Chayev. Everyone knows my vocabulary here? You must learn sometime in your life. Everyone knows I'm talking about? No. Okay. On Shabbos is a rule. Dover Shana Miskave is Mutter. I do A, which may or may not lead to B, it's mutter to do A, even though B is an Issa Daraisa. Okay. If B is an inevitable consequence of A, it's called a psik resha, because in the cut off the head of the bird, because he wants his kid to have a plaything, doesn't want the bird to die. We're a crazy guy. He cut off the head of the bird, but it's called psik resha of Layamos. Fine. Frank Tarsus, wait a minute. But it's a very famous Aruch. I'm going to say, who knows what the Aruch says about psik resha? This is such a famous Aruch. Even those who never learned Shabbos, if you learn Ksubis, you have to know it, and other Masechtas, you should know it from your time learning Halacha. What's the famous Aruch, yes? Psik Resha de lo nichalei is mutter. So all the Tosfos, the Rashi ask over here, he wants to become infertile. Chalila, no man wants this. But he has this stomach problem. He has no choice but to take this medicine. Why is it mutter? Because Psik Resha de lo nichalei. What a fascinating question of Tosfos. Says the Chazanish like this. According to the Aruch, it's the last part of Simon Yud Gimel. Psik Resha Nichalei Shari, Im Kain, Lama Asa Kos Ikrin, yeah? This is as follows. Efshem, the Sirus Shani, listen to the last two lines of Chazanish in Simon Yud Gimel. The Isuro, Shalo Yishoir Saris, Vehilkoch Lo Mahani Einem Iskavein, the kibui eish hamizbeach ho isur shaha adam lo yechabe avalom epnei hefzer o eish asra Torah. Amazing Chazanish. Isurei Torah can be divided into two. An isur maise and an isur we'll call totzah, the result. When did the Aruch say that psik reish lo nichalei is mutter? An isur maise, Shabbos, lo sasa kol malacha. Not called your maisi, you ain't a miskavim. Psik resha notwithstanding. But when the isur is a totzah, is the result, then the aruch will agree. It's a psik resha, even though there's no nichalei. Bottom line, it's going to happen, and therefore it should be prohibited. Rabbi Olsai, if this chazanish is correct, we also answer the michas chinuch kasha we saw before. Michas chinuch asked, why does the Rambam say that groma is asur? The Rambam says that Groma is Asur. Where is that? Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel. I can still get back here. Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Sif Yud Gimel. Harei Shekofes Adam Vishisabos Kelev Oshachayas Hashasu Kut Shofla. Osho Shiva Bumaimo Bishelling Hashiva Mene Vari Tashmish. Ain't a loca, she starts beyond. We saw this in Michal's Chinuch. Makas Marx. What does this mean? This means it's grama, as opposed to taking away his carbos. Yeah. Lo'avit klum be'vori azera, goes alpha. We saw that in the case of his ego is crushed, whatever it may be. Fine. Fet Michal's Chinuch. Lo sasakol alocha, grama's mutter. Why? Ba'atzchem lo sasu, grama's asur. Same thing. No. When it comes to Shabbos, these were the Yisra of Maisa. That's like Gemara has a beferish in Shabbos Kul Chomer Beis. Lo sasu malacha, Maisa asur, grama mutter. It's not Shloshna the Gemara. But when it comes to Ba'atzchem lo sasu, the nature of the Yisra is a totsah, as the Chazanish said. The Tosaw said, that's why it's us. Others say, a different answer, that the Drashas Chazal that we saw in the Gemara, Uva Atzchem Osasu, whatever it really means, it really means a Kriyuksiv, Lo Te Osu. Not Tasu, Te Osu. If you look at Rashi. Rashi says on that Pasuk, I'm sure I have it right, I'm not sure. What's Rashi and Shabbos? It was Rashi and Shabbos says. Sorry, I knew I saw it in Rashi somewhere. Let's see. For Aritzchem lo sasu Shabbos kuf yud amud beis korbe lo seyosu. Thank you. Rashi and Shabbos said it. So lo seyosu, the Michal's Chinuch kash evaporates. It's not lo sasu, lo seyosu. Okay. Those are the two ways out. Either the Chazon Ish was lumdus conceptually, or Rashi who says it based on the different pshat. In the Drashas Chazal. Drashas Chazal. Fine. Fine. Interestingly, some claim, say the Rav of the Minchas Chinuch said, if I can get back to Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, here we are. Let's go back here. Whoa. 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 Grum. Grum. Oh, here we go. Ayin Shema Hago, Shekosav the Yotzalo Mi Sanhedrin, Shisebo, Potem Midine Odom V'chayim Midine Shemaim, Anaf Ayin Zayin. Some claim this Hago, Ram Garfin Mar Sanhedrin. Uve Emes is the Mechasin, that's no answer. Shomarlin Ritzicha, Devadai Osu Gromo, Avokanda Sivlo Sasu, Lom Yishayim Gromo, Kom Mechigas Hashem Tishari. Right, because there it says, lo sasu ken Hashem elokeichem, kamo kibui, kamo locha lo sasu. Ben raim isham ben yinsirus. Yeah, what's the answer? No. Sirus like ritzicha. Ritzicha, why is grama asur? Because he's a totsah. The guy is dead. So to over here, it's an isa totsah. The result is what's asur, right? That's why the Hagah is not completely wrong. Mechasin's Hagah is wrong because he's working with an assumption. It's straight up for lo sas like lo sas kamalacha and lo sas of the mechikas Hashem. We're saying no. It's the Chazon Ish at the end of the Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. It's the Totsah which is a problem. This would solve that issue as well. Oh. There's another Kashya Mechas Chinuch has, which is as follows. When it comes to Grama, Rabosai, the Rambam is very careful and limits himself to humans. One second, where's that Kash? Can anyone find it for me? Oh, here it is. End. Can anyone find it for me? Oh, here it is. If Yesh is a Riley, then Issa Sirus and Kayena Chilik by Adam the Sharminim, why did Rambam distinguish over here between Adam and Sharminim? Must have gotten the source? We don't know. Kasabish no Motzah Makor Lazeh. No right from Sanhedrin. I think he asked the question a little bit early, more beferish. I going up or down? Oh, here we go. All cuts of the Rambam. The Shekafa is a Adam. Only, right? Only when it comes to a person. By Grama, here. Gabi Mashka, Kosha Likrin, Kosava Mashka, La Adam, Ola Shah, meaning, Asa. Ben Loka. Kan Gabi Grama, Kosha Kofa, Sa Adam, Velo Kosava Shah, meaning. What's the difference? By serious, no distinction between Adam, Ola Shah, meaning, Kabavur? Then he has the Kasha we asked before. So this is a good, another good Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So someone I think is a Pruravu. Pruravu. What does that mean? That it comes, the Yisru is an Yisru only by Maisa. And here the Yisru is only Mishum, Pruravu. Interesting answer. It's in the new Minchas Chinuch in the bottom. They suggest that answer. Maybe we can suggest that Pruravu, Rabbi Osai, is Megale, that with respect to a human being, is an Yisru in the Totsah. Yisru in the Totsah, Grama is also the same bottom line. When it comes to Behema, where there's no Pruravu, that's only an Yisru of Maisa. Perhaps. So now we come, Rabbi Osai. Who is Chayav in the Easter of Sirius? I mean, who's Chayav? Everyone's Chayav. What kind of question is that? What's the Shiloh? What? I went the wrong way. I'm sorry. What? Oh, at the end. Good. Oh, no. I want the next oath. Try this. Hello. Any progress? It's coming?
It's coming.
Oh. The Noheges. Lokose Rabbi Mechaba, the Noheges, Bechol Boy Olo. The Sovik and Asa Rambam, Bahabi Rishonim. The Ein Ben Noach Muzer Al Asirus. I am a Shulchan Aruch. Who would that has smacked? I'm surviving. Vagos Oshri, the Savri. The Bnei Noach Muzorim Al Asirus. Whoa. The Shara of Chitka, Bnei Noach Muzer al Asirus. Uvu Sanhedrin, Rav Chitka Yolfnei Bnei Noach Muzer al Asirus, V'yatem Pru Ravu Shir Tzu Ba'aretz. Nireh, Aft Ein Muzer al Pru Ravu, he doesn't know about the Nitzim of yesterday, Muzerim Mizeh Apostle al Asirus. Chor Minol Yadina de Muzer al Kol Balei Chaim, Dilma Dav Kol Odom Muzer, Da Kro Koy al Ben Odom, But Sarachion, how can it be? Okay, this is an interesting question. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's a machlokas la halacha. Is a guy have a prohibition of sirus as well? Found in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, can we get Shulchan Aruch still? Or, yes. I'm just going back and forth, flitting. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. I had the shower this morning. I kid you not. This morning I had the shower. Wow. What happened?
Look back on the shoulder.
Oh, I must have pressed my mistake. I'm sorry. Sif your doubt. The last sif. Asur loma over gachavim lesaris behema shalanu. Why? One of two reasons. The Gemara Bava Metzia Dav Tzadi has a shayla. Is there an Easter of Amir Lenochi by other things aside from Shabbos? It's an unresolved question. Either it's us because of that unresolved question, which is resolved the Chumra Lalocha, that's what the Rosh seems to say. V'imlokcha hu me'atza v'sirsa mutter. Okay? The other reason why it might be us is because why? Because of the Goyim HaMetzuvim on Sirius. We don't know. V'imherim, it's exactly my case today. Yisra b'da v'zeh kontanoso. What does that mean? This is what they do today. You sell your cat to the vet or to some shelter. Here, I'm selling it to you. Watch this. Wink. Sell it to you. Then what do they do? They spay the cat. Serious. And then you come back and the next day, oh, I want to buy the cat back. That's the case in the Gemara Bava Metzia. You Schmendrix, you. You're trying to pull a fast one on us? I'm going to make a knas against you. So this lady wanted to do that. She wanted to give away her cat with a wink to get the cat, buy the cat back. not allowed to do that. That's his Gemara. Not allowed to do that. It's a harama. It's kotzanos. Vafilu loherim. Even that's not allowed. The guy knows you have a problem. He walks in, does serious on the cat, and walks out. You never told that. You never told nothing. But it's all part of the understanding. We wink, wink again. Even though you didn't wink at him, he's winking at you. All right. So you can sell it to another Jew. That's his problem. You can't sell it to your own son. Okay, fine. And he can give it to a partnership because he's going to do whatever it may be. It's his problem. Why Yesh Ostrim? Because they hold it's an Easter Gomer for a guy to do serious, not just Amira. He's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, like the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, sort of connected to Peruvu, etc. It's not one of the seven. The same as Peruvu, it's not one of the seven. Also, not one of the seven. Kum Vaseh, Kamshan, whatever it may be. And if the guy doesn't do it himself, it's to another guy. Chul Alma Shoritz. You're allowed to sell a cat. Stam kacha, then the guy will take it, give it to another guy, the vet to do it. That is permissible, Rabbi Osai. He's a very serious shy. This morning I had this. What did I just do? This morning I had this child. Mamish this morning. So now, the rush, as it was mach, Amir Lenachri. The Ravid seems to be Mekel and Amir Lenachri. Seems to be against another Ravid in Hilchos Kalayim at the beginning. Maybe the Ravid is only Mekel in the original Shah, which is Lo Sachsam Shor B'disho. As we call that, the Easter of Maisen. So then, Amir Lenachri is permissible. But Sirus and Kalayim, which is the Easter in the Totsah, maybe there he's Machmir on Amir Lenachri. Only problem is that the Rosh, when he quotes the Ravid, has the Kashmir from Matl Mum B'Kotchen. And he said, that's Chomer Tvei, should have answered, that's an Issa Maisa. Or that's maybe it depends how you view that Issa. It's not exactly clear what that Issa is. Finally, Rabbi Osai, this is the last point. There is a, in Shulchan Aruch, they have Gura. What about other, how about the Shulchan Aruch? No. What about other Mepharshim? Other Mepharshim of Shulchan Aruch, can I get them? How? Where's links? Right?
Down a little bit.
Down?
Left a little
bit. Left? Links. Look at that. What do they have? Chel, Hobe Shmuel, Biragro, Biragro, Yosef, Amnei Malon? No, I don't know if it's the Tshuva. Yeah, I got this Bar Ilan up a little bit better. The Pesachei Tshuva, was it on the Makoros? The last line I asked you, Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Hei? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I did. So we're both saying, I have to say, the sad fact is, you have to look it up yourselves tomorrow. Pesachei Tshuva in the original. I'm expecting you to know it. Maybe get on a Hebrew books version. If you just get the page, we'll see it. You can't count on it. Please tomorrow, make sure that tomorrow Shir, you will have seen that Pesachei Tshuva that I asked you to see. It's also good to see maybe the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkos Mechokek. We're going to discuss other things. Rav Moshe was doing tshuvas about this in his later chalakim. We're going to discuss other methods, modern methods that they have to prevent women from having children. Modern methods that you probably never heard of. Maybe Ben will find out these other modern methods that they have. Not quite hysterectomy, but take out the entire uterus, which is a problem. This thing is tying the tubes and cutting the tubes and blocking the tubes. There are a whole bunch of such activities. We'll discuss them later tomorrow. I'll be seeing you out of this.